The White House pulled President Trump's nominee to run the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a surprising setback for the administration. Dr. Dave Weldon, a former Florida congressman, was scheduled for a Senate confirmation hearing this morning, but it was canceled less than an hour before it was scheduled to start. It's an unusual move in these rather unusual times, and NPR's Ping Huang is here in the studio to tell us more. Hey, Ping.
Hey, Ari.
So far, President Trump's picks for health posts have gone through. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was confirmed as Secretary of Health and Human Services, and that was despite Democratic objections. What went differently today?
Yeah, so, I mean, even just this morning, two of Trump's other picks for health posts, Dr. Marty McCarry for the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya for the National Institutes of Health, both of them advanced in the same Senate committee that was set to question Weldon today. And the short answer here is that Weldon just didn't have the votes in the Senate. That's what a White House official who wasn't authorized to speak publicly told NPR. Now, Weldon was a controversial pick from the start. He had long questioned the safety of vaccines, and Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, said in a statement today that she'd met with Weldon recently and was, quote, deeply disturbed to hear him repeating debunked claims that linked vaccines to autism. Still, the confirmation hearing was set to go right up until the last minute.
Didn't have the vote suggests that there were Republicans planning to vote against him as well as Democrats?
Yeah, so the doubt seemed to have come from several Republican members on the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. That was the committee that would have held the hearings. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska said that she had raised her concerns about his views on vaccines with the White House. And Weldon himself said that Susan Collins of Maine and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana were likely to vote against him, even though he had known Cassidy for years and, quote, I thought we were friends. He said that in a four-page statement that was published by the Washington Post and the New York Times. We had tried to reach out to Weldon but didn't hear back. But Dr. Georges Benjamin, head of the American Public Health Association, said that Weldon's nomination was doomed to failure in these times.
The anti-vaccine sentiment, you've got, when the largest measles outbreaks developing, all the chaos that's going on in the federal government, including CDC at this time. When you put all those things together, Dr. Weldon was not the right guy for this job.
Now, in his statement, Weldon disagreed with being labeled anti-vax and said that he gives hundreds of vaccines every year in his medical practice. But Weldon does have a long history of questioning vaccine safety and even clashing with the CDC over it as a congressman in the early 2000s.
Well, now that he is out, where does that leave the CDC?
So it's been a lot of chaos and confusion at the agency, so it leaves them pretty much where they had been. You know, they have been facing a lot of infectious disease outbreaks without having a confirmed leader. Some of that chaos and confusion comes from the overall churn in the federal government since the Trump administration took charge. Some of it is specific to CDC. They've been dealing with infectious disease outbreaks, and they've been hit with directives that have resulted in communications freezes, disappearing web pages, firings that have interrupted their ability to respond quickly to threats and to pursue their public health mission. And they, like most other agencies right now, are facing upcoming large-scale reductions in force, which has been another directive from the White House. So with Dave Weldon out, it's going to be up to the president to start over again, nominate someone else for the CDC director, and then we'll see what kind of vision for the agency plays out.
NPR's Ping Huang, thank you.
You're welcome.